talking to Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, just wrapping up your winter policy conference, Michael, as well as a quarterly board meeting as well. Quite a wide swath you actually covered today as far as things going on ahead of the winter legislative session, as well as NCBA policy meetings next week.
Yeah, this is a very important, it's becoming more and more of an important meeting for us, for our membership. Extremely well attended today. Lots of good discussion and activity. We were also very blessed to have some really good speakers that came in that gave us a portion of their time and shared with us. So starting out with Frank Lucas and Tom Cole, two of our senior congressmen who just did a fantastic job. And they kind of went together and tag-teamed off each other, which I think was fantastic. It gave a different depth to our congressional delegation, to our membership, and showed how they work together and how they're working on issues and so forth. Director Adria Berry at lunch was an excellent presentation, and we're so blessed to have her in that position. Of course, then we didn't have Secretary Arthur on the schedule, but she came, and we invited her to come, but we didn't have her formally on the schedule, but I'm so glad she came, because then she jumped in and provided some commentary.
Another tag team.
Exactly, another tag team that really helped us kind of understand the breadth of that issue, medical marijuana and so forth. Senator Langford comes in, to always does a great job. He's a great friend of OCA and is doing a fantastic job for us in terms of ag issues and so forth. And then amongst all that, all the policy discussion we had, which is so wide, as you mentioned, you know, very broad and weird. It's all this stuff is still close to the cow, but there's just a lot of stuff really close to the cow now. And so a lot of work that we got done today.
I was amazed at the length of time you spent on fencing.
You know, yeah, I thought that was going to be a briefer conversation, but I think it just goes to show the importance of that to cattlemen. But also, we want to make sure we get it right. And right for long term. And so there was excellent discussion. There was a few things that came up that I quite frankly just honestly hadn't thought of. But, you know, that's a good point. We need to think about that. And so as we move through both the legislature and moving forward with even fencing policy in general, good discussion, excellent, but you're right. We spent some good time on that.
Yeah. Of course, good fences by good neighbors, but then you carry over to the afternoon, the good neighbor issue of medical marijuana is very much on the mind of these folks, too.
It is. There's 52 bills that we've marked in this session that are directly related to rural livelihood regarding medical marijuana. There's a few additional ones that address the patient and the dispensary side that are very important, but may not have as much to do with the rural side of the issue. And so we didn't talk much about those, obviously, but 52 bills that we talked about and just a plethora of different topic areas, whether it be setback, whether it be authority for OMMA, whether it be a county vote, a concept, if you will, whether it be regulations themselves, all these different types of things. Two pieces that we think are pretty important that I thought, and rightly so, I thought our membership would really jump on is the bonding side of these grow facilities. And there's a good bill out there. Senator Yeck has a really good bill on that. And then also the liability discussion regarding spraying and solving some of that. And Senator Howard down in Southwest Oklahoma, he's got a really good piece of legislation. And I'm not suggesting that those are perfect. They may need some tweaks as we move through, as we understand more. But the concepts are both extremely good and were very well popular amongst our membership, addressing some of those needs that are there and that we need to. And then subsequently, what we heard from Director Berry agreed with that. She said, yes, these are some of the areas that we need to be working on. These are some of the authority issues. These are some of the permitting issues. You know, for her to say that she would like to see that before a grower permit is issued, that the permittee has gone through all the steps to make sure that they're legal, that they're licensed appropriately and so forth, that's a big deal. That is a very big deal and is so appreciative in that sense. So a lot of good stuff today.
So any particular fresh marching orders from what you heard today from your membership?
I didn't hear anything that was brand new or fresh in that sense. In fact, stayed away from a few issues that I thought we might want to engage in. Daylight savings time, you know, they said, hey, that's an important issue, but we don't need to really engage in that from an association standpoint. So although we're asked about it, you know, and it's important. But nonetheless, hey, focus on these issues. Focus on medical marijuana. Focus on some of these tax issues that we're going to policy, whether it be the thoughts on income tax, as well as some of those other tax, but the assessor issue, county assessors and so forth. Focus on those issues. Stay hooked, stay engaged on some of those types of issues. Move forward in that sense. So I think, again, our membership appreciates the opportunity to get together and talk about these important issues. If we need to tweak policy, do so, and then let's just keep moving forward, making the cattle industry here in Oklahoma a better place to do business.
Finally, next week, Houston. What's really going to be on the mind of your Oklahoma members that'll go and sit in those committee meetings?
Yeah, I think this is you know, we're fresh. It feels like we just left a meeting, and we didn't, but it feels that way. It was August, you know, so it kind of feels that way. But it's still an opportunity for us to talk. I think the marketing committee is going to be probably the most well attended. I don't think we're going to have a 6-hour meeting like we had in July in a couple of years ago out in Denver, but I do think we're going to have some hard discussion about moving forward. Now, what's most interesting about that is the market is way different now than it was at that point in time to the betterment of us. And so that's going to shape that discussion. And really, from what I've been talking with some of my colleagues across the country, they've kind of stepped back. And if they might have been so much for some of the mandated cash trade and so forth, they've stepped back and said, you know, the market has really kind of responded. Can we keep this? Or are there other things we can do to increase transparency, increase a discovery, some of those types of things that aren't mandates? And so I think that discussion is going to be there. And, of course, then all the other committees will be meeting as well. Mr. Lucas today mentioned the farm bill that's coming up in 2023. I don't know that there'll be a lot of discussion in Houston, but we'll be teeing up for that kind of discussion to make sure that we participate at an appropriate level. And then, of course, there's always WOTUS. We've got to work on WOTUS. And so I think that'll be a heavy discussion point in Houston as well.
Happy to see the U.S. Supreme Court say we'll take another bite of the apple.
I think so. I think, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Mr. Langford said it best. That is an issue that we are all going to have to engage in, and we're going to have to stay engaged in it for the long term. And so we'll see how that works out, but obviously very important to our membership.